Well, crop prices are still looking pretty good. So, Kim, what is the market offering for harvest-delivered commodities?
Well, if you look at, say, Medford, Oklahoma, and remember that prices are changing 10 to 15 cents up or down each day, but right now, the current price is $6 for wheat. For harvest-delivered wheat, it's at $6.25. That's a 15-cent under basis. You look at corn, the current price is $5.25. You can forward contract it for harvest delivery at $5. That's at 15 cents under that December contract. Milo is at $6.90 for current price, $5.40 for harvest delivered. That's 70 cents over that corn December contract. Soybeans, current price, $13.60. Forward contract for harvest delivery, $11.50. That's 70 cents underneath that November soybean contract. Canola, I don't have a forward contract for it, but the current price is $8.90 a bushel. Cotton futures is at 89 cents for the current cotton contract, and for the December contract, it's 85 cents.
So there was some buzz on social media about the possibility of $42 wheat. What's the story there?
Yeah, an analyst, Sue Martin, said that wheat prices in 2023 could be $42 a bushel. A year ago, I'd said that it's impossible to have oil prices at a minus $40. In other words, you had to pay people $40 to take oil. And for a few hours, we had that price. Now, the real thing is what's going on here and what's Sue basing this on? And $42 wheat could happen. We've got record wheat stocks right now, and we've got wheat prices $2 above what they were a year ago or a year and a half ago. The importers are demanding the wheat. It's a transfer of ownership, not an increase in supply, but an increase in demand, increase in prices. And the other underlying factor is inflation. There's a lot of cash money around the world. You look at the United States, over the last year, over 40% of our money has been created in the last year. So there's a lot of cash out there right now to be spent on things, and people are worried about inflation. And in inflationary times, people tend to buy commodities and store their wealth in commodities. You've also got transportation problems. It's difficult to get transportation right now, to get cargoes loaded and get them unloaded. And you have transportation problems, you can have scarcity of commodities, and that price is going to go up.
You know, we had Amy on earlier in the show, and she was talking about ARC and PLC programs. So for our grain producers out there, what should they, what should they think about when they're considering choosing between those two?
Well, Amy's the expert, Dr. Hagerman's the expert in this area. However, you look at the reference price. So you look at the reference price for wheat, it's $5.50. Right now you can forward contract for 6.25. Well, the odds are the price is going to stay above $5.50, so you probably don't want to go with the PLC. Right now it looks like prices are going to be above that reference price, and so you want to take that into consideration with your decision.
So moving forward, through the entire, for the rest of the year 2021, just looking ahead, our producers or grain producers, do you think there's much of a chance to make a profit this year?
If they can produce a commodity, if they can produce the corn, the sorghum, the soybeans, the wheat, I think there's a good potential to make profit this year. But you've still got to manage expenses. And with the higher prices and with relatively good income in there, we've driven up the price of fertilizer, of all the inputs, the seeds, the equipment. If you manage cost and you can produce it, then I think you're going to make a profit.
It's a fingers crossed time of year.
That's exactly correct.
All right, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.